Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
Are you ready, Roy?
I was born ready.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Who are you?
We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie nights.
Oh boy!
Get used to disappointment.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With potassium.
Oh my god. Okay.
Kitty made it funny.
Oh.
I did not know that you were going to laugh like that.
I was not expecting that, actually. Especially after the accidental update of the other system and the scramble to go live because I accidentally killed the live stream.
Murderer.
Whew.
You were distracted right before we started.
So K is the atomic symbol for potassium. Very, very good, Kitty. Well, we are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
I thought you were going to say potassium
again.
I already
said potassium.
Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies.
Sometimes.
Oh, today is April 11th?
Yeah.
2015?
Uh-huh.
Saturday, April the 11th, 2015.
Very good. You did not see the show notes I wrote, did you?
No, I have not opened the show notes yet.
Bad Seebs. Bad Seebs.
And I am Miranda Janelle.
I'm Matt Brackencat.
If you'd like to interact with the live program, you can do so by sending us a tweet to @MovieNightsPod. Oh. Hi.
Hello.
All right, so that scramble threw me off a little bit.
That's not all. It's blowing up.
That didn't throw me off. It's just, it didn't happen. It happened a little bit before we were ready to go live, so I ran out there and threw it on Periscope.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Just a quick rundown of what the Periscope is.
Well, that's...
Just quick.
Really?
I mean, you don't have
really?
To click with...
Really? Do we really need to explain Periscope to our audience?
We'll do it in 140 characters or less. I'm not saying you have to go through the whole owner's
manual. It's a live broadcasting video service. The video only lasts for one day. So after this show, if you would like to know what we were talking about, and I say after because I don't want you to stop listening. I would never want you to stop listening. If only there was a way I could force you to listen. Wait, no. That's scary dictator Seebs. We don't want that.
No one wants that.
Actually, Dave told me he would be okay with that.
Dave wants to take over the world.
Well, yeah.
That would be scary.
Right. And so if I take over the world, all Dave has to do is get rid of me, and then he can take over. I understand.
At least the target is off my back.
I understand his logic perfectly. I know why he wants me to take over. He wants me to do all the legwork.
That does make sense, yeah. Cats are smart.
Yep. Yep. So, this was your first time experiencing the fireworks. Tell me, that fracking cat.
Tell you what, it was loud.
I know, I just saw a tweet come in from Imp Knight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was just loud, loud.
Yeah, he says, fuck Periscope.
But you didn't get to see the fireworks show. That would be worth it.
Yeah, except you were in here talking to Jim the entire time. You didn't even go out there to see the show.
I wanted to keep my hearing. You had the door open. It was loud. I can just imagine what it was standing right in front of it.
I have news for you. It's loud without the door open.
I know.
They are literally blowing up.
Right outside the door.
Maybe 100 feet outside the door. No, it's more than that. It's more than 100.
And it was bright. Bright and loud. And yeah? In my ears.
Oh, but they're still awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They were awesome.
Yeah.
I do see them sometimes, usually around 9:30 on the way to work. But that's over Ratland that I usually see them. And they are bright. I don't hear them as loud because they're not right there in front of me. But they're cool. I still like to see fireworks. I get like a little kid, hey, fireworks, yeah. And then it's over and whatever.
All right. Cool. No, seriously. Did when I wasn't with you when the first one went off, there was clearly a home run at some point.
Oh, earlier.
Okay. Yes. When you weren't here. Well, no, it could have been the sixth inning test.
I don't know. It was just a loud explosion, a big boom. Big bada boom. Multi-pass.
No, did it scare you? The first one that went off? Cause
a little bit, yeah. I'm not used to explosions going off, so I have issues with explosions, so.
Anything that you want to share?
Maybe in a few minutes, but.
Why in a few minutes?
I don't know. Some things I want to talk about.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just until I realized what it was. But I think I asked you a couple weeks ago because I thought I heard some explosions. And I was like, do they test those during the day?
Oh,
because
right,
I never
right.
Know
yeah.
What's going on. I'm like, oh shit, this is it. Gotta get out of LA. Time to go.
Oh, come on. It's just fireworks.
Well, I didn't know at first. I mean, fireworks are good at night, not during the day. That's why I had to ask.
If night is calling you a chicken.
I'm cautious. There's a difference. Not much, but there's a difference.
Oh, Periscope, not Android compatible. Yeah.
Yeah, not yet.
Yeah, that is the big drawback to the platform. It's...
Oh, the way it's being used right now, you know they're working on it.
It's still early days.
It will be Android, so.
Oh yeah. Eventually, it's fun. It's actually really addicting.
Well, I heard about it, but I didn't think it was much different than Vine, and I got Vine when it came out, and I used it once, I think, and that was it.
Well, no, but Vine is really, really different. That's real quick, short.
Yeah,
videos.
It's like, what, 30 seconds or less?
It's animated GIFs with live action.
Yeah, that's you know, what I thought.
And a little bit of audio. It's just something short and quick.
It's almost just, this Periscope is just like a YouTube-only instant. You don't have to edit anything. It's just on Twitter, and you... It alerts everybody, and you jump on and you watch what someone's doing. They could be on for 30 seconds, or so far I've seen at least almost 5 minutes.
Oh, I've seen...
I haven't seen... I don't know how long it's gone. But.
Last night. Or no, not last night. But there was the night I couldn't sleep, there was a morning program on in, like, Boston. And they were doing behind-the-scenes Vine. The anchor had it going... What?
A behind-the-scenes Periscope?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so basically got to see him do the do all the stories and the throws and between segments. He was walking around showing everyone the studio. It was really cool. It went on for like half an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if there was a limit to it or what. I just know that it saves it to whatever cloud it's on, and it's for a day, and then after that, it's just gone.
It's direct. It's built on top of Twitter. It's actually owned by Twitter.
Okay, that's what I thought. I wasn't sure, but yeah. But yeah, it's there for a day, and then it's gone. Can you save it to your own device, like your phone?
Oh yeah, yeah. It saves to the camera roll, so I can actually, if I can get my phone plugged in time, I can go in and come on, unlock. Jeez.
So whatever you shoot will stay on the phone, your phone.
Mm-hmm.
It won't disappear in a day.
Yeah, so let's see. That is this one. Turn that up. Here we go. So if I were to play this video right here, you should be able to hear it going off.
I do not.
Yeah, I did something wrong.
Did you plug it into the wrong place?
There's only one place to plug it in. I don't know why there's no audio, but let's see. There should be, though. Oh, well. It was worth a try, I guess. Oh, well, it's coming out there. Why it's not coming out of the mixer, I don't know. Whatever.
I think before, once when we were recording and I was on Skype in Texas, I could hear it. And you could hear it on the recording and you could hear the car alarms going off.
Yeah, I had it going live.
Yeah, that's right. One time you ran off and left me talking while the fireworks. Hold on, I'm going to listen to the fireworks. Wait, what? Where are you going?
It was fine. And I left the door open so that everyone could hear. And you did just fine on your own.
I didn't get to hear him or see him. I got to hear him, yeah. But that was cool. I mean, next time I want to go out and actually watch him. I'm sure I'll get a chance because baseball season did just start. So.
Indeed, indeed. Every Saturday night that there's a home game, there will be fireworks going off right around showtime.
Nice.
Some nights it'll be later, some nights it'll be earlier. In fact, actually, tonight was a little bit on the earlier side. Must have been a quick game. Oh, I have a feeling there's something that specific that you want to talk about.
Yeah, it's been a week. Did you want to say anything about your week?
No.
Before I start?
No.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to talk about because things have been weird this week, and I'm sure you probably noticed, and I kind of mentioned them to you. And I just wanted to bring it up just because we got this platform to do so, and I'm like,
go for
whatever.
It. Are you trying to work your way up to it right now?
Yeah, I'm trying to work my way up to it a little bit just to gather my thoughts.
How can I help you get there? Because I've
not been just acting like myself lately. I don't think I have. I mean, have you
good
noticed
or bad?
Not bad, just not good at all.
You've been a little grumpy, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just the things I wanted to talk about. Just I didn't want to. I don't like talking about stuff about myself all that much. And well, I think last year was the only time I really brought anything up that had really bothered me and screwed me up really bad, and that was part of it. And that's still part of what this week was about. And it's just you remember last year, right before we made the decision I was gonna come in here, I told you about losing my mother and how much that screwed me up, and that was the first time I'd actually talked about it in like 4 years. So that was just weird. But I actually talked about it, so that helped. Because, I could actually, mention her by, calling her, my mom and stuff, because that was the first time I actually said my mom. So, all right, that was out. And I got, got past it.
Okay, can I ask you one qualification question first? Before we get too deep into this.
Go for it.
Do we need to send out a warning to Johnny?
That there might be some feels?
Yeah.
I already did.
Okay. Well, but okay, you can't just tell just Johnny though. I mean, you got
to. I was going to say that. Yeah, I was going to get into stuff. There might be some feels, but I'm not looking for any kind of sympathy or nothing. I just want people to understand why. Well, sometimes just get like that, especially you, because, like you said, I have been kind of grumpy, and I just like whatever. Sometimes, I know at least two or three times this week I came home, went straight to bed. I went straight to my room, just sat in the dark and looked at the ceiling. And that's not a good thing.
Yeah, but like twice this week, you made me coffee.
See,
I take a shower and I come out and, there's coffee. Sweet!
That's what it is. It's a high and a low. And it just, it got really bad this week. And it hasn't really been like that since, I guess, 2012. Just trying to deal with depression. And it just really hit this week. And I don't know why. And it was something that I really couldn't, usually I can like push it away and say, all right, that's, I'm feeling a little bit low. I'll think of something, I'll listen to music or something. But the thing that made me want to talk about it tonight was last night. It really hit so bad. I was at work and I couldn't push it away. I couldn't make it go away. And I kept saying it over and over. I was stuck in a loop. And I really couldn't do anything. I was shaking and I couldn't do anything. But I talked to somebody and, you know, they helped out. And I don't know if I wanted to mention them by name, but, you know, I talked to Jim a little bit. And, you know, he helped talk to me about it just so I could talk. I could vent. And that's just one of the things I don't do. I don't talk about anything like that. I keep it all bottled up and it's not good.
Yeah.
Especially when you're getting that extreme with the depression and, you know, I should do something about it, but you know, I'm just not one of those people that will talk about it. I wasn't raised like that. You know, you got something wrong with you. That's, you know, you just deal with it, you know, and I look at people out here and, you know, they're always doing something, you know, they stump their toe. They got to go to the hospital about it. And I don't, we don't, you know, where I came from, we didn't do that. I mean, a lot of it was probably because of, you know, just like neglect for that stuff. You know, we didn't go to the hospital. We didn't get checkups. We didn't go to the, you know, the dentist every 6 months or something. And what? Oh, fucking microphone. Shit. You know, and it's just something that really just really messes me up from time to time. And I do act like a shit to people. You know, I get angry and pissed off and I just don't want to deal with people. And that's a lot of it. I just get like that. So, and like I said, a lot of it is just because of the, you know, I did not have a great childhood. I mean, you know, some of it was good, but a lot of it was just really fucked up. And I think at one point I called in to the exchange and they were talking about, you know, when was the first time you like took a drink or something? And I said, it had to be around 6 or 7, you know, when you first take a drink of some kind of alcohol. But that was because I was in a bar. I was taken to a lot of bars as a kid with my mom. And later, you know, right before she was, you know, she left, you know, and it was something I talked to her about, you know, why would you do that? She, you know, totally like, was like, that never happened. And like when I turned 21, we were going out there because I hadn't been out to those bars since I was a kid. That was one of the reasons we were going out there.
Wow.
And we didn't make it because we hit a cow. But
what?
On the,
is that like hitting?
No, we actually hit a cow. It was
no, kinda, but is that like hitting tumbleweed?
Yeah, except it was a lot heavier, and it made a bigger mess of the front of the truck.
We do have to tell the tumbleweed story at some point, but I want to hear about the cow.
Well, we were going.
Or actually, I want to hear the story that you want to tell. But if you could tell us about the cow.
Yeah, we were just, you know, I think I had turned 21, and we were going out there. Me, my mom, and my stepdad. And we were like in a little Ford Ranger, if you know what that is. It's not a big truck, smaller truck.
It's the Chevy equivalent sized vehicle would be an S10, which is the truck that I had.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a small truck.
Yeah. But we were going out there. I was sitting in the middle, so that wasn't good because, you know, I got long legs. And we were making it was kind of raining. It wasn't really bad, but, you know, it's raining a bit. It's dark. And it had just gotten dark. We were rounding a corner, and I guess one of the people out on the way out to the bars near the lake, there was a big lake. It was a wet county. Anyway, I guess somebody's cows had gotten loose, and they were crossing the road, and we saw it like at the last minute. And I guess if it hadn't been raining and my stepdad had hit the brakes, you know, we would have just stopped, but we kind of skid into it because if we would just had just hit it on dry pavement, then the cow would have just flipped over the front of the truck. And we would have eaten cow that night for the last time. But when we hit the cow, it was kind of on the hood for just a second until the truck stopped and then it kind of flew off.
Cow. I gotta go, Julia. We got cows.
That's fucked up. Okay, that made me laugh.
Actually, I think that was the same one.
But yeah, we hit the cow and never made it out there. Never went back out there at all. But we had to spend the night. You know, we went to the hospital. I think it kind of screwed up, you know, because my knees did hit the dashboard and that did not help at all. So, but we had to, I don't think they ever got the guy whose cow they were, cows they were. I don't think he ever took any kind of responsibility or anything. So that kind of got screwed up. But anyway, what was that going on? Oh, going out
Why
to the bars
you didn't
as a kid.
Yeah. You were going.
Yeah, I remember going out to these bars. It was out in a area where there was a big lake and they had a lot of bars and, you know, liquor stores. And it was just a place that you went to go drinking around. You know, it was about 15, 20 miles away, but still, that's where everyone went. Wasn't the best of places at all. Lots of people with, well, I just don't want to say that a bunch of people that were on the bikes were bad people. I think I remember most of them. They hung out at the bar and they were cool people. And from what I remember, you know, everyone liked me. I don't know. I guess it would have been weird to have a kid around. I mean, if you did that today, the bar probably would be shut down and the parents would be taken away or something. So, but that's part of it. Just having to grow up and
stay in front. You got to stay in front of the microphone. You keep leaning to the side.
Well, you wanted me to look, so.
Oh, wait, right. What? No.
So,
sorry.
I don't know where I'm at. All right, say something. I'm taking a drink.
Okay.
Drink for Johnny.
Hashtag
pass it, Johnny.
Oh, yeah. Johnny has been having his kidney stone complication, and last I saw, he was in the hospital. I kind of stopped paying attention to Twitter for a while.
Oh, but, yeah.
So, hope you're all right, Johnny.
Yeah, I think he's out. Earlier, I saw that they had gotten some more drugs, and I don't think he passed yet. That kind of sucks. But, oh, there goes the
Yeah, there goes the Disneyland fireworks.
I was like, what the hell is exploding out there now?
You must be in a good mood. You called him the mouse.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, rat bastard.
You said the mouse fireworks.
Okay.
And it's recorded, and everyone heard it.
No one heard it. That was a sound
I did
bite.
That, or I finally like
that was a soundbite you got from Raphael, along with the sleeping one that never happened. Oh, you fucking suck! I need to stop making these things up.
The narcoleptic sound of Darth Vader.
Did I hear laughing?
Oh yeah, Raphael and R2 were in the background laughing the entire time.
Jerks. That never happened.
Dude, you slept through our show. That happened. I'm sorry. You need to...
Did you record it?
You woke up and even acknowledged that you slept through our show.
I don't remember that.
It's like episode 54.
I don't recall that.
Or something like that.
Like 54, we were sick.
Then it was episode 38.
43. 29.
How'd that hike? I don't know. It was one of our episodes.
See, you don't even know. You got to keep up with the stories you make up.
I will go back and listen to episodes 35 through 55 all in a row until I find that freaking episode. No, you know what I will do? I will look on Blogspot. We are not here to please you. Blogspot.fi. And I will find the episode titled The Narcoleptic Son of Darth Vader. I will look at the date for that one and find the episode that we recorded the very same day. And I will point it out to you where you actually admitted.
I don't know what you're talking
that
about.
That you slept through our own damn show.
Nah.
Make with the feels already.
Oh, okay. I was trying to remember where I was at.
Sorry, I'm not helping you along in this process very well. So when we were out in Texas, one of the things that we had talked about was, or at least when I went out before for Operation New Litter Box, we had talked about potentially going to these bars and
yeah,
that was talking about it, but it just that didn't happen.
Yeah, there were a lot of things that I wanted to go and do before I left because I really have no intention of ever going back. There may be a couple of things that eventually I will have to go back for.
Darth Vader.
Yeah, Darth Vader. But yeah, there was just a few things that I wanted to go, you know, get settled for myself because there are just a lot of things that I left back there. And I think I still carry it around, a little bit of it. And some of it was, you know, just the screwed up childhood. A lot of it, there's nothing I can do about it. You know, shit like that happened. You know, I don't want to say that, you know, there was like neglect or something, but we didn't spend a lot of time at home sometimes. There were babysitters that we had to go to. And, you know, I kind of mentioned that. I mean, that's where I started watching wrestling. I was every Saturday night, I was with a babysitter, someone, I guess one of my mom's friends, but you know, she was out going to these bars or just doing stuff. And you know, that's, you know, whatever, I guess it was the way, you know, it is what it is, the way it was. But you know, I just held on to a lot of that shit, and you know, I still do. And a lot of the people that, you know, she did end up with, you know, a couple of the guys that she ended up marrying were just not great people. You know, massive alcoholics. One of them had to be certifiably psychotic, and they were just, you know, they were abusive. And that was a lot of the shit that I had to deal with. You know, waking up hearing all this yelling and screaming, and sometimes, you know.
Abusive to your mom? Abusive, yeah, to you?
No, not so much to us. Just to mom, you know. It's not a good thing for a kid to find their mother lying on the ground or anything, having to help them into the house. It's just not a good thing. So,
no, I don't imagine it would be.
You know, my little sister was, she was a real small kid, so she don't remember a lot of that. Luckily, you know, my mom found a good guy, but, you know, I didn't trust him for years. You know, he was my stepdad, and, you know, eventually I did, you know, learn to appreciate the guy. You know, I even worked with him for a long time, and did I say work for or work with? I worked with him, you know, in the job I had before the Empire. But yeah, and it, you know, after we lost mom, you know, I get really close with my stepdad. And so, you know, he's one of the people that I kind of miss back there. But
he's a great dude. He was really, really nice and extremely hospitable while, yeah, I was out there.
Yeah, it's just a shame when I think about it, you know. When I was a kid, I just didn't treat him all that great. But, you know, he...
I can tell you one thing. I saw how the two of you interacted. He really appreciated you.
Yeah.
A lot.
And, you know, he's taking care of Eliza.
Yep.
So, that's good. But, you know, just, you know, before him...
I can always tell when you've talked to him, too.
Why?
Your demeanor's just a little bit different.
Yeah, and I don't think I've called him in a couple of weeks. I usually call him every week, but I just don't think I have the past couple of weeks.
Well, you can always call him in the morning.
Yeah, I probably will. See how everything's going out there.
No, don't be probably. Just call him in the morning.
Well, if I remember. But it's just everything that happened before him, it was just... And then, well, some of the things you've talked about. You talk about when you were a kid and with the computers and everything. You know, when you were a kid, you got a hold of the computer and then you got into the, you know, programming things.
Uh-huh.
And some of that I just think about and I'm like, well, shit, I did the same thing. But I had all the distraction for all the other shit that was going on, you know. That was one of the outlets, the escapes that I had, the computer. And I would get on there and I would program stuff. I got the magazines and everything and just, you know, we just, there were multiple house fires that we had, losing everything. And again, that's other shit that, you know, a lot of that shit, you know, kids should not go through. And just, you know, the abuse that was going on, all the, I mean, one of the first husbands she got from out there near the lake, he was in a band. And it always makes me think of that movie Sling Blade. There's a part in that when, you know, that, was it Dwight Yoakam? The mean... really mean guy, you know, he has that band that comes over. Mm-hmm. And I watched that scene and I was like, fuck, what, did somebody take a take a memory of mine because shit like that happened. There were people over at the house, you know, at ungodly hours playing music loud. It's why I don't like loud shit today.
Huh.
And I don't really go to bars because I'm like, I did that shit when I was a kid.
Sorry.
And, you know, a lot of it.
I'm really,
you know,
sorry.
No, it's just sometimes when people yell at stuff, I can't help but, you know, turn into that little kid who cowers in the corner. And I can't help it. And that pisses me off, too. I just, you know, people get angry and start yelling. I can't help it. I don't know why. But, well, I know why. It's all of that. But I just can't help it. And that pisses me off. Like, I can't fight that. That's just weird. But it's just a lot of that shit, it builds up sometimes. I'll think about it, and then it just, you know, that's when the depression hits, and I get really bad. So,
oh, there was something. Well, how are you feeling right now?
I think it's good to talk about it. It gets it out there. Because, like I said, I keep all this bottled up inside. And then sometimes, you know, I will get quiet. That's a lot of the reasons why I'm quiet, too. Because, you know, as a kid, kids don't speak. And kids, you know, you shut up. So I shut up. And I remember the kid, you know, there were, you know, this lovable kid that would run up to people and hug him and, you know, just be all lovable. But, you know, did that growing up, and then eventually there were some people that said, you just don't do that. And, you know, a little kid doing that, running up to somebody and being lovable and getting hit for it, well, then, you know, that kind of just takes it out of you. So, you know, say something, drink.
You certainly survived it, though. That's...
Yeah, mostly.
Not mostly.
Yeah, but I just carry it around, and I don't like to do that. That was one of the things I said when I left Texas. I wanted to leave all that shit. That's what I was leaving behind. And I left my damn comic books, too.
But it's part of you. You can't leave it behind.
Yeah, well.
It's
the part when it gets to this point, like it did this week, that I don't like it.
But it's part of who you are. It's what's gotten you to this point, and you can choose.
Well, I wasn't one of those people that went nuts.
You said that you know, when people start getting loud and yelling, you have a certain reaction, and it pisses you off that you can't change it. But that certainly doesn't stop you from trying to change it. So
here's for Johnny.
If it's for Johnny, you should have done it directly into the microphone.
Well, I wanted to make sure the microphone would work afterwards.
The microphone would still work after one of your roars. Don't worry about it. It's a, oh God, that stinks.
Sorry.
Jesus, what the hell did you eat?
Oh, shit. That's right.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Okay, this is a Midnight Movie Nights first. You have to fucking talk now, dude.
I'm trying. Sorry, Sean.
Let's do it for Johnny, man. We'll do it for Johnny.
Wow. That's never
happened. Calculations are correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit.
Oh.
And I think I've gotten over a lot of this because we've been doing this. And like I said, back in 2012, after everything had hit, because, you know, I had lost mom in 2009. Was it 2000? No. That wasn't
2010.
It was 2010. It was my brother we lost in 2009. And he was the one, you know, when I got my house, he had moved in with me. But he had come back because he had the pancreatic cancer. But for the last, I guess it would be for the last year of his life. I had to live with that. You know, just watching someone waste away. That's, again, something that was screwed up. But I was older. You know, I guess I could handle that. Some. But, you know, and right when I'd gotten my house, we'd lost my sister that summer. So it was just a lot of things that happened, one right after the other. And it just, I guess, you know, losing my mom was kind of the last straw. And I always thought that, you know, if, you know, I'd lost mom, you know, I would just get shut down immediately. But I guess the opposite had happened. I shut down, but I just kept going. I mean, I don't know if I'd said it, you know, when we had the funeral, once the, you know, I guess the preacher, whoever it was, talking about it, or whoever it is, presiding over it,
mm-hmm.
whatever. You know, once he was done and, you know, everyone was standing up, I just left. I was done with it. I did what I did and, you know, did what I had to do. Got everything set to that point, and once that was done, that was it. You know, and they took her to the cemetery, and like I said, I just left. I can't even tell you where she's at. I know she's next to a sister that we lost in 87. You know, she was, I guess she, we lost her, you know, suicide. I think my other sister in 2006. She had been like that for years, and it was either that or the medication she had been taking for so long. You know, over-medicating, just overdosing so many times that I guess
just gave out.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was just a lot of stuff like that. It had happened one right after the other, and it was just screwed up. And sometimes it just hits.
If you knew where your mom was laid to rest, would you want to go visit?
See, at this point, I don't even know if there would be a point. You know, that's what I'm trying to say. It's a lot of it. I shut down. I don't have a lot of emotion left.
Or maybe you've just been burying it.
Yeah. And that's when it comes back. Like this week. So that was one of the things that was one of the things I wanted to do. Go there. Never did it.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you feel like you actually said goodbye to your mom?
What, when it happened or?
No.
At all?
After the priest wrapped up, and do you feel like you properly said goodbye to your mom?
I think I said goodbye to her when they took her out of the house.
That's not what I'm asking. Do you feel right now, do you feel like you have properly said goodbye to your mom?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. I don't think, maybe not.
So maybe there could be some value.
What, to going back?
Yeah.
Well, that's in Texas. I'm not going back there.
You can get your comic books and Darth Vader.
I'll get those whenever I have to go out there. And I know eventually I will have to go out there, but hopefully not too soon.
Yeah.
But I just, losing a lot of people like that. After the other death, just a whole lot of shit that had happened. And I don't know. I will eventually probably have to talk to somebody about it, or I don't know. People take medication or some shit, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
But I don't know. And
some
again,
people do. Some people completely and totally avoid it, even though they should be medicated.
Yeah, well, I think that, but I'm too paranoid to take medication because I don't know what's in it. And I think people are trying to kill me, so they'll give me some kind of poisonous drugs.
That is up
that's
to
a whole nother
you
problem.
And your mental health professional should you seek to...
Well, I can't talk to people because that's another thing I did.
You're talking to people right now, Katie.
Well, I know, but... I have talked to, like, counselors and stuff, and I can name, I'm not going to name three of them, but three of them left their professions. They transferred or left completely, and that kind of freaked me out. I got abandonment issues because of that. I made these people quit their profession. At least that's the way it goes in my mind. Just when we're making progress, well, I'm gonna quit, or I'm transferring. I'm like, I am Bob. What the? Baby
You're
steps
Kitty
get
Bob.
On the bus. Yeah, I'm Kitty Bob. What about Kitty Bob? I just haven't met Richard Dreyfuss yet, and drove him crazy. Baby steps get on the bus. Johnny, I'm getting on the bus.
Get behind the line. Don't talk to the driver.
Exact change. But yeah, that's mostly a lot of it. I think I wanted to put that out there because, like I said, I've been acting weird, you know, weirder than normal lately. And I think, well, I think if I hadn't told myself that I wanted to talk about it, it probably would have affected me doing this, because I really just, thinking during the week, I didn't really want to do this.
At wow. All. Really?
Yeah. Well, I just thought about just driving off. It got to that point where I just wanted to just go, just to go. And that was weird.
Well, I'm glad you decided to talk about it tonight.
Yeah. I didn't mean for things to get down, but, you know, just...
It's not down.
I just had to talk about it.
It's just...
Because we do talk about live pop culture movies.
Yeah. Last week we were a little heavier on pop culture. This week we're a little heavier on life.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. Going to that con... Was it 10 years ago that I know of? There is no way I would have even gone out to lunch with people. And then last week I'm going to a con with hundreds of people.
Thousands.
Yeah. And I did kind of freak out about it a little bit, but I went.
Uh-huh.
And
you didn't just...
And yeah, 10 years ago, I wouldn't have.
Kitty, you had fun.
Yeah, I had
fun.
Oh
my gosh. Your eyes were so bright. It was... I could tell you were having the time of your life. I could see that.
Yeah.
You were having a lot of fun.
I was baby and Patrick Swayze show... No. Nobody puts Kitty in the corner. That's a dream I'm going to have lately. Later.
Oh, you're going to enjoy it. Oh, yeah. No, seriously, I could tell you were having a good time. I was having a blast, too.
I know I was having a good time. And that's what amazed me about it, actually going. And knowing that years ago, I would not have even gone. Wouldn't even go out to lunch without freaking out. So, yeah, it's, you know, things have gotten better, but just every once in a while it hits, and it hits really hard to the point where I just don't want to talk to anybody or deal with anybody. You know, just sit in my room in the dark, staring at the ceiling. And that's what freaked me out, because I remember in 2012 when it hit that bad, that's what I did for almost a solid week. Just sat, you know. Just laid on my bed looking at the ceiling in the dark. And I couldn't move or do anything. So it was paralyzing. It is. It really sucks. But I guess, you know, talking about it, you know, helps. It just...
Here in 2015, you have an outlet for it and you're using it. It's awesome.
Yeah. And I'm probably boring people, but okay.
I highly doubt it.
Well, I did do the burp and I made you go, yeah. That was kind of funny to me.
That smelled so bad.
Just imagine if I'd have been looking at you when I did that.
Yeah, that was. See, I was catching it on. Yeah,
because I did look away. It hit the wall and then came back.
Squid Vader picked up the chop sabers.
is that squid supposed to be green? I thought it was gray.
He deflected it back. The Iron Man DVD fired off its repulsor.
The Cylon is even trying to defend itself.
Yeah, look, it's got the R. It's, you know, it's firing.
Go away by your command.
And Sheryl Sandberg is saying the title of Lean In changed to Lean Away. Steve Jobs is ducking behind her while Kevin Smith is hiding behind the Cylon. Marianne's taking up residence behind the picture of me and Marianne at the Dodgers game. She's taking up residence behind Iron Man, and I'm ducking behind the baseball signed by the 2002 world champion Anaheim Angels.
So
that ball is signed by every the World Series team.
Cool.
Every player.
So that was my week. It was kind of shitty, but I'm feeling better.
I'm glad you're feeling better. That's awesome.
Just getting myself scared that much last night really, you know, made me say, yeah, I've got to talk about this.
Yeah, I knew something was up, because something's always up when you leave without, you know, just without the wave. When you just walk out the door. That's dead giveaway.
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't want to talk. Okay.
So, how was your week?
Yeah, my week was all right. Just same old, same old. It was a week. I got a hoodie. Yeah. I had issues with the hoodie.
Yeah, I did.
I reconfirmed the issues last night. Huh? Yep. What? Yeah, when I went for a walk last night, just got up and
people
left.
Yelling at you, booing. The Giants suck.
No. But it was odd walking around wearing black and orange.
What were you?
I'm saying it's
self-conscious
it's,
about it because it was
Dodgers fan.
But it's a Ducks the hoodie.
Doesn't matter. It's the same colors that the Giants wear.
But the Ducks
I'm having a problem
orange.
With this.
Well, you shouldn't. It says Ducks on it. This is big letters, Ducks.
If I have it zipped up. What if someone sees me from behind? It doesn't say Ducks on the back.
Oh, it doesn't say Ducks on the back?
I don't think so.
Well, if you look at the front, the front, it says Poo.
It says Poo?
Well, if it's not zipped up, you have to have it zipped up.
It says, otherwise, it's gonna say not poo. Poo.
Huh?
Oh, it sounded like you were saying starting it with a P sound.
Oh,
not
I
a
did
D
say
sound.
P. I was thinking pucks. Ducks. Never mind.
Oh, shut just the puck it, up.
Yeah. Just keep it zipped up. That's what she said. No.
The flick pit. Well, playoff hockey, it's starting. And the Ducks are going to the playoffs. So, yeah, that's good. I don't know. I'm still figuring out hockey fandom.
Well, I've really started watching it the past 3 years, and I'm still learning things, so... Do you think it's bad that I switched teams that quick? I did give the Stars warning that I was going to leave. I think I gave my 2-week notice as a fan.
I think the only person's whose opinion that matters is yours. And you clearly... Yeah, you... It just tells me that you weren't that huge of a fan of the Stars in the first place.
Well, I liked them, but...
Well, yeah.
Like I said, I was new,
but
so
didn't,
I didn't have a history.
You didn't
of
feel any loyalty to them.
That's because I knew I was leaving.
Well, but that's just what I'm saying. There,
I did kind of. There was a little bit of happiness when I heard that they had beaten the Ducks a few days ago. When I heard about that, I was like,
It was after the Ducks clinched the Pacific Division the week before. So, I don't know if it played into. If it had anything to do with the playoffs, but that game didn't really matter anyway. Why am I losing my voice? What the hell?
I don't know. Where did it go? You know, we had some tweets going on.
I think
on.
It's over there.
Trying to recover from
we
the
never
burp.
Even got to why we were talking about
talking about what
about hockey in the first place
because of your jersey, because of the playoffs of the Ducks,
right? The Ducks, because our flick pick, hence playing the theme, is the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, is that the only reason? Because I thought there was another reason that you brought up the Mighty Ducks.
Oh yeah. It has everything to do with Daredevil.
Which has nothing and to do with the Ducks except for one thing.
What is that one thing, Kitty?
Fulton's in it.
Fulton's in it. What's his name?
Fulton's Foggy. Froggy.
Foggy. The actor. Foggy. The actor.
Oh. It's
Eldon Henson.
Yes, that's what I said. Eldon Henson. I even put it in the notes. Out of all the names, I made sure to put that name in the notes.
Yeah, he's playing Foggy in Daredevil. And just kind of got us all thinking about it. And there was a conversation yesterday with Johnny.
And
I clearly didn't remember the Mighty Ducks as vividly as I thought I did.
Oh.
And I made a reference mistake and
the knuckle puck.
Yep, the knuckle puck that came in D2.
Yeah.
Yep. See, I thought it was the scene where Fulton does the slap shot and breaks the window.
No, he had his own kind of shot. I don't know.
Yeah.
Did they name it?
I don't. I don't remember. That's why we need to watch it.
Yeah, we haven't got that far into the movie.
Yeah, we started watching it, but
I
Senor Grumpy Pants over here needed to sleep some things off.
Yeah.
And then finally, you didn't even tell me what the hell was going on, dude.
I know. I was saving
See, folks, I didn't even know that was coming tonight.
I just like to play things.
I'm glad that you took the opportunity, though. I really am. I've certainly had things that I've talked out on air, and it helps.
Yeah. Johnny said that, but orange and black is the color of many teams.
Yes, but the rivalry, yeah, the main rivalry for the Dodgers, the San Francisco Giants. It's their colors. It just feels weird wearing orange and black.
I'm trying to
I'll wear them separately, but together, it feels weird. I think I need
to. I'm a hardcore fan that I don't get because I haven't been that hardcore about a team or something. I don't watch football or baseball or anything, so I don't know. But hockey was just one of the things I got into because you know I heard Kevin Smith talking about it so much, and I was like, that sounds interesting. And they skate around on ice. So that's cool.
Oh, we've got the door and the windows open. So I don't know if you guys can hear our neighbors, but every once in a while.
Yeah.
There's people some kids having fun out at the pool.
It's 10 o'clock. Don't you people have homes?
Yeah. Here.
Oh. Damn. Tom left us. He had to go to bed.
Aw.
Glad you got to hear yourself.
Sleep well, Tom. All right, what else we got there? okay.
I'm looking. Well, we got a few of them. I'm going to go through and...
All right.
Johnny did say that fragging cat is on the bus. Sit down, shut up, and hold on.
Oh, okay. Anything else?
I got a bear hug from Ryan. Thanks, Ryan.
Cool.
And Imp Knight said, I think he ate cat food. That's probably where the burp came from. The meow mix. It does have a tangy flavor. So, you know, coming back up, I can see. I can see how that
Jim
is.
Says that they can hear the neighbors big time.
Wow. And Johnny and Imp Knight both said that Dwight Yoakam was an asshole in that movie. Well, Imp Knight says that Dwight Yoakam is always an asshole. Damn.
Well, in the roles that he chooses, he's always an asshole.
That's true. Even in Crank, when he was kind of a good guy, he was kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
I think that's just a weird movie.
Yeah. I can't believe they made a sequel to that. And we're not talking about the movie again. Here we go.
That's okay.
Jim said, I'm learning to avoid cows. They're tasty. Mm. On the grill, but not in the car truck grill. So, yeah.
The tumbleweed story. We still haven't told that. I mean, we did tell it recently, but that was on Easter. It has yet to be recorded.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This is a Vegas story, actually.
Yeah, we should have told that when we recorded in Vegas, but we had forgotten about it. I think I even mentioned that. Oh, shit, we forgot the tumbleweed story about the car on the drive on the way to Vegas.
I guess it's Monday. We were still fairly close to home. We were maybe like an hour.
Yeah, an hour or two.
Outside of Orange County. We hadn't gone through the mountain pass yet.
it still cracks me up.
What?
It still cracks me up.
There was this lady in a Prius. And now, mind you, we've got a couple hundred miles to go to Las Vegas. And so, and we're on, gosh, I think that was the 15. I think we had gotten to the 15 at that point.
It was a major road. I don't know what that is. But...
Well, it was either the 91 or the 15. I think we were on the 15 at that point. Yeah, it was right outside of it was right outside of Corona. So she's in a Prius.
Passed us up.
Passed us, and I've got it on cruise control. I'm solid in one lane. Glimpses going. You know, it was very boring on the speedometer because hey, it's part of the long haul of the trip. It's right after the road opened up, and there's not much. Whatever, you know, it's miles before the next exit on the freeway, and so at that point, just cruise for a while, right? That's what I'm thinking, but no, I got this freaking impatient-ass lady in a white Prius behind me.
I think you even mentioned her, because, you know, you will mention people that annoy you when you're driving.
Yeah, well, because she's like, you know, she's driving a fucking Prius, you know, you can get really great gas mileage out of that, but you have to, you know, just... It's the set it and forget it mentality. Let the onboard computer take over. It's going to be able to get better gas mileage than you. Get over it. You are not that good of a driver. I am sorry. These fuels, just hold on. Hold on. We haven't even gotten close to the tumbleweed yet. We got to set it up. Why this is so fucking funny. So she's back behind us, just weaving all over the freaking place, totally killing her fuel economy. Just all over the place, in and out of cars. And she would get up. I think I saw her before we even merged onto the 15. And I saw her weaving there, and she had previously passed us. Yeah, you know, she was just one of these people that you notice, and you just... go nice and steady, and you get that great gas mileage, and you really don't need to zigzag and all that because there's not really all that many people on the road. But whatever.
There was even a truck in that next lane who had gotten over right before she started to pass.
Yeah.
Had gotten that far.
Yeah. So she ends up zooming past us after being really impatient and tailgating, you know, just really, you know, she was driving Siebes crazy, to borrow something that I do on, or at least I used to do on, Getting Geeky. Yeah. So she passes and just speeds off, goes over another lane. And, there's like one or two cars,
ahead,
and one of them's a truck, and so the truck ends up getting out of her way so that she could go speeding past.
Thing is, I don't think he was getting out of her way.
No, he was dodging the tumbleweed.
That tumbleweed had to be
because it
wide.
All of a sudden this giant tumbleweed goes bouncing across the freeway and all of us are slamming on our brakes and slowing down, and here's this lady swerving all over the fucking place trying to just go faster than everyone else. She gets behind this truck and this truck slows down and merges over. She starts screaming around him, passing him, completely blocked from the view of the tumbleweed, and he slams on his brakes to avoid it, and crash!
Splattered all over the front of the car.
Just right in front of the...
It didn't bounce over the hood.
It just got stuck, and she's driving it as she speeds along, and you just see the... All of a sudden, she moves all the way over across the freeway to get off at the next action.
I was laughing so hard. I tried to get pictures. I tried, but...
He almost passed out.
God, I could not stop laughing. Even after, like, it had to be 5 miles down the road, I was still laughing.
You were laughing all the way to freaking Vegas. You were
still laughing.
You were still laughing by the time that we got to Alien Fresh Jerky 2 hours later.
It was just the way it hit. It was like an egg, a giant egg. It just... It did not. It was supposed to.
But it was bounce. A hard boiled egg, and it just stuck. It just stuck right to her bumper and started dragging under the car.
In my mind,
there was just a little bit of debris that went flying. Just a small amount. A majority of this tumbleweed stayed intact.
In my mind, she was gonna hit this tumbleweed because you could see it. It was gonna happen. In my mind, it was supposed to hit the car, bounce off the hood and over the car, and that would be it. But instead it just hit and kept going with the car. And just
they became
the front of the car.
It became one with the car. It accepted its fate graciously.
It was assimilated into the car.
It had an innate understanding that resistance was futile.
And that's what you get for being an asshole on the road. A tumbleweed.
Oh,
in your grill.
It was just it was freaking poetic. Just the way she's just zipping around and just all over the place and so not just so hyper focused on going faster than everyone else that she couldn't see what else was going on the road.
Couldn't see the forest for the tumbleweed. Oh. I got a tweet from Raphael. He's listening. Good morning, Prius. I barely knew her.
Is lime outside of Corona? Corona's an interesting town. I don't really spend much type. Word fail.
I don't think
time.
I've been there. Did we pass through it?
Yeah, we've passed through it. Okay.
Hey, what?
Norco, North Corona, is where I went for the firing range.
Oh, that's cool.
That was interesting. Yep. Anywho, we have not talked about our flick pick at all, except that the actor who portrayed Fulton Reed also is playing Foggy.
Foggy Nelson?
In Daredevil. And how flipping awesome is Daredevil?
I know. I think I'm up to... Episode 11.
I'm on 6.
I think half of it yesterday I watched when I was drawing, so I listened to it.
Do you have a favorite episode yet?
I'm trying to think of... It has to be like the 3rd or 4th, I think. But there was one point in it when Matt's talking to his dad and he gives him the scotch. I guess showing him up. His dad.
Yep.
And he said, you know, Matt gives him the bottle and that's for you. He was like, really? So he tells his son to have a drink. And, of course, the kid is like, it burns. Yeah, nasty. Then he sews his dad up. And then his dad is like, you've got homework to do. Get to, hit the books. And he was like, Matt was like, can I take the bottle? I was like, what? I only had one drink. All of a sudden, he's an alcoholic. Holy shit.
Yeah, I really like that episode because his when his dad got the robe. Did you see the colors?
Oh yeah, I think he said something about being so red or something.
Somebody yeah, it's did. Just it looked like a little bit of foreshadowing to a Daredevil costume yeah. redesign.
I think in the storyline that they called his dad the Devil or something. I never really said all that much about, or I'd never read too many of the books. I read a few of them back in the day, but that was because they had crossovers with the Punisher, and I read the Punisher comics. So I read a couple of the Daredevil comics because, guest starring the Punisher, I got to get this. I read maybe 4 or 5 issues. I kind of have a vague idea of the Daredevil story. You know, blind kid gets powers, becomes a hero.
Raphael says that he's on episode 2 so far. He likes it. I loved the end of episode 2. That was an insane fight sequence in the hallway.
Yeah. Johnny mentioned that, and I hadn't seen it yet. And then when I did, I was like, holy shit, that was a... Damn!
That was all one shot. Or if it was more than one shot, they hit it really, really well. What's that called? When they take a dive off camera and the actor... it's the cowboy switch, right?
I don't know.
It looks like they did a couple of those to swap in the stuntman to do a majority of that.
That would be cool. I don't.
There were a couple of moments where he did go off camera, but oh my god, that was insane! Just the. Can you imagine the dance that they coordinated just to pull that off?
Yeah,
I mean that's what they're doing right there. That's. It's a dance.
True. They do have to choreograph that or something. He's going to get hurt.
Yeah, it's all perfectly timed. And the falls that you know that he was taking while doing those kicks. And then using the environment, you know, jumping off the walls to
yeah, I like how he's got
elevate his punch. And
parkour kind of thing going on where he's just using his environment to his advantage. So, yeah, I mean, I think like one of the first episodes when he's running and jumping on top of those cargo containers,
mm-hmm.
you know, he jumps off one to the other and then onto the top of them. I was like, damn, that's awesome. I just like seeing people do that. I will watch YouTube videos with like parkour and shit. Just like, this is superhero shit. People can do this.
Then the episode.
I couldn't do that.
The episode where the Russians go after Claire. And they kidnap her.
Yeah.
Right after he with the phone, when he's running up to Claire's place, she calls him on the phone.
I remember that.
And he goes running. He discards his stick, and he's just running full on, just all out, and starts running up the dumpsters and the fence and everything, just all the moves and everything that he was doing to get up there.
Yeah, that's cool.
they're having him do some pretty impressive stuff. It's
well in the comic book
I'm
he was
really enjoying this
weird things like that. Just all those moves he would do that in the comic book, and now actually seeing it, you know, I saw it in the Daredevil movie some of it, but it just seemed too robotic. In the Daredevil movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I did kind of like that movie.
That's what I really like about... that's what I'm really enjoying about this. Like, when you see him fight, it doesn't look superhuman. Or it just looks like someone who really knows how to take a freaking beating. And
it's all fluid.
Yeah.
Ryan said... Same crap that blinded Daredevil made the turtles. We did look for that in the first episode.
Yes, and it looked like some of it was going down a sewer, and then we even did a freeze frame. And by the way, impressive quality Netflix on the freeze frame. Holy hell, it was a nice high resolution pause.
Yeah, overlooking the whole scene.
Yeah, and, we just and it turned out what we thought was
a manhole cover.
A manhole. It was just the lid to one of the containers. There were a couple of them. There wasn't anything.
I think we both said, because when we paused it at the street angle, that's when you could see it, and it looked like, you know.
Well, there was the moment.
Both said, there it is.
there was the moment when we first watched it, where we had gone past it and had mentioned that both of us were looking for it. You know, we had that little moment like, wait, you were doing that too?
Yeah.
All right. So we went back and started it over. And as soon as we saw, like, both of us zeroed in at the exact same moment, like, right there, right there, right there. Oh, that was. I'm just really enjoying this series. Really, really am.
Yeah, it's 13 episodes. I mean, come on. If you like comic books, go ahead and watch it. It is a good one.
Oh, Marianne's keeping us on point.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. What was the flick pick tonight again?
Tonight's flick pick is The Mighty Ducks.
So yeah, we've established
the 1992 Disney classic that ultimately ended up with a hockey team being named after it. Not just any hockey team, my hockey team. And the kiddies, too, even though he got a little happy when his former hockey team beat them a couple nights ago. And I don't like showing my duck pride because I have petty color issues. It's not petty, damn it. You'd understand if you bled blue.
Mine is green.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
So when did you first watch this movie? Did you see
theaters?
It in the theaters?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I watched it in the theaters.
Oh, hell. I think we probably saw it at a drive-in. That was always my favorite way to go to the movies.
I've never been to a theater.
You've never been to a theater? Really?
A drive-in theater. There was one close in Tyler, Texas. And, it showed actual movies, not because I'd heard about some in Dallas, and they showed the adult movies, and I don't watch those, so I've just never been to one. It would be cool just to, at one point, just go to one, just to experience it.
It looks like there's one in the City of Industry.
I got no clue where that's at.
It's about...
Wait, are you showing Furious 7?
Yeah, they're showing Furious 7.
I haven't seen that yet.
They've got Get Hard paired up with American Sniper.
Boring.
Oh my gosh. Home and Cinderella.
Also boring.
Aw, you suck. What about Insurgent?
No, I wouldn't mind watching Home and Cinderella. One's animated and one's... You said it was good. I'll trust your judgment on it.
You know what we should... That,
and
we
if
should,
it's not, I'll toss soda water on you.
No, we should have... Just shut up. I have an idea.
Oh, shit.
We should do a live movie night from the freaking drive-in.
Oh, that would be cool.
While we're watching the movie.
Okay, that's an idea.
And then, yeah. We can invite... Anyone in Southern California want to go to the drive-in and do a live show? We could rent a van.
Yes, Marianne, I am. Sorry.
No, Uncle Dan, if you're out there, not a creepy one. No, we will not be needing your services.
He's got candy. He's got that candy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's probably where you watch The Mighty Ducks. I did not watch it in the theater. I watched it on VHS when it came out. I think I even owned it. I think I bought it. It was in that plastic clamshell.
Did someone just say shut up?
Probably. I think they were talking to somebody on the phone. I don't know what's going on. What, were they talking to you? You've got a lightsaber. Go deal with them.
No, I got a show to do.
Okay.
Yeah. We're good. I'm just hearing what's going on.
I saw a tweet from Ariana. It said, sounds like fun. Let's see. It says, let's see Home. I saw horns. I was like,
no, not
fuck
just
that movie. I ain't watching that again.
Not just Home. Home and Cinderella. It's a double feature. Home only once playing at 7:30 and Cinderella at 9:20. That is so perfect.
Neato.
We can do a live show while watching Cinderella.
Okay. We'll have to work on that then. Sounds cool.
Seriously?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing it. Just because I've never been to a I would be able to experience it with everyone listening.
I would think that you would want to see Insurgent over Cinderella, but that's
cool. I didn't see Insurgent.
I really want to see Cinderella again, so this is so perfect.
Or wait, is it Divergent? Whatever the hell those books are.
Divergent was the first one.
Okay, I haven't seen those movies. I just now watched the Hunger Games series. So I haven't seen Insurgent. They're all the same to me.
Oh, damn, Jim. Who votes for a van and the drive-in? Oh, that would be so much fun.
It would be cool if they were also showing the Mighty Ducks.
Oh, so we're actually going to talk about the movie?
Yes, we'll talk about the movie. It's got Emilio Estevez in it. I like Emilio Estevez. He's not doing anything right now. He's growing a lot of
I met him
stuff
once.
In the garden. What?
Yeah. And when I did that, when they were filming D2 over at the Honda Center, before it was the Honda Center, when it was the Arrowhead Pond. Yeah, I'm sure I had to have told this story. In fact, probably recently.
Yeah, you talked about meeting the kids.
Yep. Yeah, I met Emilio Estevez that day too.
Okay, that would have been cool. I like him.
Honestly, he was the most forgettable person there. I don't remember the. I just remember meeting him and getting his autograph.
The Brat Pack. I forgot.
I just.
You're younger than I am, so you don't remember the Brat Pack.
I remember
as much
the
as
Brat
I
Pack. Yes.
We just don't have the love as much as I do for the Brat Pack. He taped some kid's butt together with duct tape and got detention for it. He was a young gun.
I'm sorry. I had a much more memorable interaction with Joshua Jackson and Mike Vitale.
Fuck Pacey.
Oh, come on. He was a nice dude. And it was before he was really big and Pacey. And
two bits.
Wait, was he?
Yes,
had he already Pacey. Had he already started Dawson's Creek at that point? I don't remember.
No.
No, at the time of D2. Okay, yeah, that was 99. Okay, wait, no, where is it?
98.
There we go. I got confused by
cruel
intentions.
Why do I know more about Dawson's Creek than you do? This is not right.
Dawson's Creek was high school. I mean, literally.
John Wisdom. A movie you probably haven't seen. Because they won't put it on DVD or Blu-ray.
Dawson's dad, though.
John Wesley Shipp?
Yep. The Flash.
Yeah, in 1990.
90?
Yeah, that's when
91.
The Flash. 90. That's when the original Flash came out.
I thought it was 91.
You thought Dawson's Creek was 99. You're off by a year.
Maybe. Maybe. Things. Come on, where
but
is he?
But John Wesley Shipp was not in The Mighty Ducks.
No, he was not.
See, I'm trying to get us back on topic.
Damn it.
See what I gotta work on? Was it 90?
1990 to 1991.
Fuck you, Pacey.
That's not even Pacey's dad.
I just felt like saying it. If I say fuck you, Siebes, and you're within striking distance.
I'm sorry. You didn't tell me you were gonna drop feels. This is kind of your show.
Oh, okay. It's all good. Skip the Hunger Games and just watch Battle Royale. Raphael said that in a tweet. I think that's a wrestling thing. That's cool. Actually, Johnny was talking about that or something like that. I don't know, one of the wrestling
so
things.
I wanted to watch the Mighty Ducks because I clearly don't remember it as well as I thought I did, but it's a movie I always enjoyed, and we are very big on the nostalgia factor here at the Midnight Movie Nights. Well, some kid outside.
I like Jim Sweet. Did that fracking cat just say the honking games? Sounded
the
like
honking
it.
Games? Must that sounds like a dating show.
The honking games?
Oh. I thought you just said the honking games.
dating show would probably be the humping games. I don't know. Anyways, ducks. Emilio Estevez, you were talking about the driver, MC Gainey. He's been in a lot. You mentioned you always remember him as the driver.
Yeah, well, a lot of people, when you say MC Gainey, they will think of Con Air. That's what, at least I've encountered a lot of people that think of him. Yeah, that's the first thing that comes to mind. To me, it's always the Mighty Ducks because he was the driver.
Wait.
Especially when he's trying to wrestle the candy away from...
I don't think we've gotten to that part yet.
No, it was when they invaded the limo.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah,
and
he said, "Do you want me to kill one of them to set an example?"
Yeah.
You want me to kill one of them, sir, to set an example?
And now you know how he ended up in Con Air. The missing duckling. What you looking up?
What your leap of faith was. Oh, that was same year.
Same year?
He was tiny.
92?
Yeah. So he was doing good, being religious. Then he went up north, got a gig as a limo driver. Probably did something wrong and then ended up in prison and then on a plane in Con Air. All wrapped around. Oh, he was in Night Court, too. Anyway.
He was in what?
Night Court.
Really?
Yeah, I just saw Night Court and I was like, whoa.
Okay. All right. Oh, okay. There are so many stereotypes in this movie. It's almost funny.
Yeah, you mentioned that. I was wondering when you were going to get to that.
I almost forgot. Like I said,
not talking about the movie.
Well, yeah.
It's movie time. Watching the movie.
Yeah, okay. Averman is one of them. The kid who has absolutely no reason to be playing sports whatsoever. Just the annoying nerd. Yeah, okay. So you hit that stereotype right there. And then oh god, was he Jesse in the Sandlot or Jesse in the Mighty Ducks? But you know, the 90s stereotype of the wisecracking angry black kid.
I didn't watch the Sandlot.
Immediately taking issue with everything. Yeah, just another common stereotype from the time.
Didn't he call Banks cake eater?
Yeah.
Ew, he's a cake eater. That's nasty.
Yep. But and then Goldberg, the Jewish kid afraid of sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another major goalie. Stereotype. They just.
I like his line. You almost hit me with that one. You're the goalie. You're supposed to be hit.
Let's see. There was Carp. There were Connie. You know, gets in the limo and like, oh, I feel like Madonna. Yeah, there was just
the outside.
It's such an early 90s movie. It's that's just how I remember seeing it. Just every single one of, you know, it was the integration of every single stereotype possible. You know,
there was also,
it's just something that they did at the time. It was a melting pot movie. I honestly don't even know if that made any sense whatsoever. So
there was a mentor in the shop that Emilio Estevez liked. Gordon Bombay. Gord.
Yeah. That's a There you go. Stereotypical Canadian Canadian, but he wasn't Canadian in this, but stereotypical hockey name.
But I like this mentor Hans. Do you think he had diplomatic immunity?
Really? Yeah. Really? Yeah. You're going to go there?
I had to go there.
Why?
Because he's only had like a couple of movies. And some of those, that's the biggest one. Diplomatic immunity.
I can't
even remember his name in that. His name might as well be Diplomatic Immunity as far as I'm concerned.
What, the actor's name?
Joss Ackland. I know his name. Okay. I just don't remember it from Lethal Weapon 2.
Well, there is a way to find that.
What?
Yeah. You can just click that link. Oh. I forgot about that. I forgot that Lethal Weapon was Richard Donner. Huh.
Yeah.
Arjen Rudd.
Yeah. That's why I couldn't remember his name.
I don't know. Do you know how long it's been since I've seen any of those movies?
The Lethal Weapon movies?
I haven't seen them since Lethal the Weapon 90s, maybe. Lethal Weapon
will have to be a holiday movie.
I always liked the spoof, you know, the Loaded Weapon.
That had Emilio Estevez in it, who was in the Mighty Ducks. Uh-huh.
Yep.
And Samuel Jackson.
Yep.
I mean, Samuel Jackson's not Joshua Jackson, but he's still a Jackson that Emilio Estevez worked with.
Okay.
I'm trying to bring it around to Mighty Ducks again.
Oh.
But yeah, Loaded Weapon wouldn't be cool to watch one night.
Yeah. Get some good 80s spoof movies going.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fun.
So Mighty Ducks had sequels. I liked two, but three, I could just do without it. They went too far with three. They should have just stopped at two. I think two is the one where you... It's the one where you met some of these people.
Two was... It was...
Because it was out here.
Yeah, it was when...
Not the Minnesota.
When they were at the Arrowhead Pond. That's... God, I think that was the... I think that... Was that the last game? See, now I just really... I don't remember these movies. I need to go back and watch them.
We should watch one of these movies.
Okay. So that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week?
So it's Nights with a K and a loud banging noise outside.
Yes, and a loud banging noise. Yeah, that was...
That was loud.
Someone slamming doors. Anyway, the Midnight Movie Nights podcast is listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories.
And the live show starts at midnight Eastern or 9 p.m. Pacific. It would have started this week. It was going to, but there was a distraction.
We were almost all set to go. And then...
Yeah.
Fireworks!
Well, we were ready, so that's good. We got a webpage over at themidnightmovienights.com, and it's where you can find the live stream. And we're on Twitter at Movie Nights Pod.
And if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com.
We'd like to thank Mr. Brad Raven for the logo and Tom Sherlock at Judge Funky Boy, who's already gone to sleep. Good night, Tom, for our theme. And at DC Cantel for the segment intros. And do we have new followers on the Twitter?
Yeah, we do. We've got the Comic Noob.
Ooh, shout out to the Comic Noob.
We've got Imp Knight.
Sup, Imp Knight? Does he have a K?
He does have a K.
Groovy. With a K.
Yes. Yes, with a K. Very well done, sir. And did we make a mistake and not follow? Mayor of Beertown was last week, right? But hey, we'll give him a shout out again this week because he needs pizza.
And everyone for listening. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, and we'd like to thank you for listening. I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm that Bracken Cat.
Hey, Kitty, let's watch the rest of this movie.
Talking's hard.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight.
Handed a fruit pie.
And?
Thank you.
It's a random fruit pie.
Yeah.
Probably the best.
Yeah, I thank you very much.
Sure. Everyone likes a fruit pie every once in a while.
Yeah, you were saying something about how you should have left it on the desk, but you didn't.
Yeah, I just set it on the counter when I got in this morning. And I should have put it over on the desk. Well, you know it was yours.
No. Well, I certainly appreciate it, but I thought it was your other idea of how to present it would have been pretty damn funny. And now I think you should share it with folks because, well, Ryan was saying don't go, but Siebes is tired and she's had a really bad headache all day.
What you were sleeping on the couch when I walked in.
Yeah. God, I passed out last night.
I should have just taken the fruit pie and just stood over you with the fruit pie in your face and fruit pie. Wakey, wakey, Siebes, fruit pie. That's not creepy, is it?